Amen. Thank you. Translate the message from Peter. That's it. It's a subject matter that the devotees have discussed for many times, especially after Prabhupada's disappearance. And it's subject to somewhat philosophical speculation because it's not a subject that Srila Prabhupada personally talked about so much. Srila Prabhupada talked about what the guru is. He didn't really talk so much about what the founder or charya of an institution is. And although he placed a great emphasis that his name will always be associated with the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, but he didn't really get into much more detail than that. And yet it's obvious by the need for such discussion that there is a principle that Krishna wants us to explore and understand.
És természetesen szükség van egy ilyenfajta beszélgetésre, mert Krishna akarja, hogy beszéljünk erről a témáról.
It's a principle which is important for everyone.
Ez egy olyan kereszt, ami mindenki számára nagyon fontos.
Because more or less our existence as members of the Krishna consciousness movement is going to depend upon it.
Mert a tagságunk ezen a Krishna tudati rendszeren ez ezen függ.
Devotees may not necessarily take that very seriously, that they have a given responsibility.
A bakták nem mindig veszik ezt komolyan, hogy van ez a fajta felelősségük.
To continue the lineage of the Krishna consciousness movement.
Azaz, hogy folytassák a Krishna tudat mozgalmának ezt a vonalát.
But if we read about Srila Prabhupada's life, then we see that from the institutional perspective of Gaudiya-math, Srila Prabhupada was not a prominent person. He was not a sannyasi, he was not one of the leaders, he was not a country president.
Srila
Prabhupada is what we nowadays call a congregation member, a panel bhakta.
Prabhupada
egy olyan kategóriát
tartozott,
amit mi a támogatónak nevezünk. Ez az
egyik
volt közülünk. And yet, because Prabhupada took specific instructions of his spiritual master very seriously, then he was able to actually perpetuate Bhakti Sangha Saraswati Thakura's mission.
És minden Srila Prabhupada nagyon komolyan elfogadta a lelki tanítomásáról, és sikeresen ezért képes volt Bhakti Sangha Saraswati a misszióját beteljesíteni.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's misszióját beteljesíteni.
Now the instructions that Srila Prabhupada took to heart, or these additional instructions, weren't scriptural injunctions. All of his godbrothers and godsisters were chanting Hare Krishna, they were all chanting around. They all had the same theology and philosophy. They worshipped in the same temples. And as Srila Prabhupada writes that all of the followers of Bhakti Sanat Saraswati Thakur are following his instructions. In terms of what the general instructions are meant to be followed by a disciple. On the other hand, also in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Srila Prabhupada says that despite the fact that they followed these instructions, they really neglected some others. And these are the instructions that we find in Srimad Bhagavatam. These were the instructions that you find in Srimad
Bhagavatam.
They were the instructions to print and distribute books. To preach Krishna consciousness all over the world. And which you can make argument that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Tikkuru Piyachayatana Vyadhyayana is a scriptural statement.
lehet ezzel mutatkozni, de Chaitanya Mahaprabhu személyesen mondja, hogy ez egy sásztikus kijelentés.
But what Srila Prabhupada really emphasized is this lack of institutional cooperation, which Bhakti Santa Saraswati Thakur's followers did not implement.
Nem is Srila Prabhupada igazából hangsúlyozott, ez a szervezeti összefogásnak a hiánya, ami Bhakti Santa Saraswati szeretett volna.
Which is not tatva, it's not siddhanta.
Ami nem is tatva, nem is siddhanta.
But it was a methodology for spreading Krishna consciousness.
Egy olyan fajta módszer volt, amivel el lehet terjeszteni a Krishna szeretetet.
But it was tatva, it was siddhanta, it was theology in this sense.
És ebben az értelemben hátterét képezte a teológiailag is.
That it was an instruction by Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Bhakti Santa Saraswati.
És így Bhaktivinoda Thakurnak és Bhakti Santa Saraswatinak is utasítása volt.
So that's a prasada, another piti koti. And in the absence of following that instruction, displeasure of Bhakti Santa Saraswati Thakur actually then descended upon his own institution.
És ezen utasítás követésének hiányában Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswatinak a terve nem tudom megvalósulni.
And it required, or it was only a congregation member who understood this principle.
És ehhez csak egy kongregációs tag, egy támogató kellett, aki megérti ezt az elvet.
So we need to also be very conscientious that the success of perpetuating the Krishna consciousness movement, we shouldn't expect that it depends upon the gurus, the nasis, GDCs. It's everybody's responsibility. And whoever you are, wherever you may be a chemist maintaining your children and traveling around the country.
És bárhol vagytok is, lehettek akár vidéken, gyermekeitek.
Is that public funding? You may be, no, what I said is you may be a pharmacist, maintaining children, traveling around the country. The responsibility is placed equally on everyone's shoulders. So, in addressing and speaking about Srila Prabhupada, just as Srila Prabhupada caught this very unique instruction of his spiritual master, ourselves, we actually have to see Srila Prabhupada's position in the framework of perpetuating Lord Chaitanya's mission.
Amikor Srila Prabhupádról beszélünk, akkor azt kell látnunk, hogy megragadta a lelki tanító mesterének ezt a legkomolyabb utasítását, és így válti valóra az Úr Chaitanya misszióját.
And then make sure that we also have the very concrete picture of what Srila Prabhupada envisions by the Krishna consciousness movement.
És nekem is szilárd elképzelésen kell arról rendelkeznek, hogy Prabhupád minek képzelt el a Krishna tudatmozgalmat.
His Holiness Narayana Swami Maharaj, when he was giving his seminar, he was talking about these two things, the form and the substance. And how the substance, the essence, the preaching of Krishna consciousness, then gives rise to the form or the organization, the institution.
És beszélt arról, hogy a lényeg, az eszencia, hogyan költ formát később az intézmény keretén belül.
And you see that Srila Prabhupada placed almost very exceptional emphasis on on the maintenance of this organization and institution. Which meant that he expected both things to be there, the essential preaching and the spirit, and at the same time, this type of unique structure that he inherited from his Guru Maharaj.
Ami azt jelenti, hogy mind a két dolgot elképzeltem, az, hogy ott van ez a lényegi prédikálás, valamint az intézményi rendszer, amit a lelkedik mesterétől örökölt.
So that when we speak about Srila Prabhupada's Vyas Puja, Srila Prabhupada's Guru Puja, then we're not just talking about these philosophical principles and how Srila Prabhupada embodied the perfect, was the embodiment of the perfect Guru. But how Srila Prabhupada also envisaged the substance and the form of the Krishna consciousness movement, which is what allows us to be Krishna conscious.
Hanem azt, hogy hogyan képzelt a Krishna tudatú mozgalomnak a lényegét és a keretét, ami lehetővé teszi számunkra, hogy Krishna tudatosak legyünk.
And it allows us to actually perpetuate or continue on in the parampara of accepting spiritual master, becoming spiritual master, and passing on the responsibility in the future.
Ami szinte lehetővé teszi számunkra, hogy folytassuk a Guru parampara rendszerét, hogy legyenek újabb tanítók, és újabb tanítók.
And in as much as this system of parampara is there and sheltered within the Krishna consciousness movement, it's a part of the movement. It isn't the movement. Those devotees who are in the role of spiritual masters, they perform this service as a service to the society. But because of the distinction between Srila Prabhupada's position and all of ours, therefore, even though they may be guru, they remain always distinct from Srila
Prabhupada.
Anyway, in other words, Srila Prabhupada was and remains a very extraordinary and empowered personality. And I say it is because Srila Prabhupada is living today. If we have faith in Srila Prabhupada's exalted position, then we will recognize that actually Srila Prabhupada is speaking to us, even as we work and serve and live in our everyday Krishna conscious lives. But in order to be connected to Srila Prabhupada, we have to be clear as to what our connection is. And that's why, as I started this discussion about what is the position of Srila Prabhupada, who is Prabhupada to the Krishna consciousness movement, it is a topic that's worthy of discussion and contemplation by everyone.
És ezért kezdtem így a mai beszédet, hogy ez a téma, és a Prabhupádról ez a beszélgetés, ez folyamatos érdemlésre méltó.
Because by it, then Srila Prabhupada remains alive for us.
Mert így módon Srila Prabhupád mindig élő marad számunkra.
And when we allow Srila Prabhupád position to just fall into a category of he is one of the gurus of the Parampara, then we may not find that Srila Prabhupada is as alive in our lives as he should be or could be. Just want to, I guess, continue rather than having to read again what my Vyasa Puja offering was about. I'll just continue talking about that particular topic. And the title of that offering was Who Actually Knows Srila
Prabhupada?
And the topic arose or came up to me last year. I don't know how many devotees were here for Prabhupada's disappearance. But we were showing a video where there was narration of anecdotes of people who had known Prabhupada.
Egy olyan filmet vetítettünk, ahol anekdoták voltak, történtek Prabhupádról.
Who was here for that?
Ki volt itt akkor?
Anyway, these were the people who knew Prabhupada before Islam times.
Ezek olyan személyek voltak, akik az iszlám ideje előtt ismerték Srila Prabhupádot.
And sometime afterwards, I had a conversation, or a few devotees had approached me, and they were a little confused. The confusion was that they wanted to know whether, in order to really know who Prabhupada was and what Prabhupada's mission was, whether they had to hear about all of these things from others who knew Srila Prabhupada in his Srihasta days and in his days with Shurima. Or put in another way, they were asking, because we didn't personally meet Prabhupada, are we missing out on something?
Azt kérdezték, hogy azért, mert nem ismertük Srila Prabhupádot, akkor hiányzik nekünk valami.
Do these other people actually know Prabhupada better because they knew him maybe before I was even born?
Ezek a más személyek ezáltal jobban ismerik a Prabhupádot, mert ismerték az iszma megalapításáról.
And so I was discussing with him in that vein, and that was this Vyasa Puja offering was about, is that who is it that actually knows Srila
Prabhupada?
Is it maybe someone who met Prabhupada 70 years ago? Someone who heard Srila Prabhupada chanting japa in the dead of night in Vrindavan many, many years ago? Or is it the devotees who joined today in 2008 who see Srila Prabhupada in his murti and who serve Srila Prabhupada? Do they know?
Ezek a baktáknak is jelik, hogy a legjobban akik most a mai napokban 2008-ban csatlakoznak és szolgálják Prabhupádnak a misszióját.
So it's an issue of knowing something about Srila Prabhupada and actually really not getting to know Prabhupada.
Ez egy téma arról szól, hogy valaki tud valamit Prabhupádról, vagy igazából ismeri őt.
And when I was reflecting on this topic and discussing with devotees, then I had to come to the conclusion that knowing something about Prabhupada doesn't constitute knowing Srila
Prabhupada.
Srila Prabhupada may have been your neighbor for many years. That doesn't necessarily mean that you knew Srila Prabhupada. He may have been your godbrother and you may have gotten initiated with him, but that didn't necessarily mean that you know
Prabhupada.
And the reference for this is the same sort of rule of thumb that Krishna gives us in Bhagavad Gita.
És erre ugyanaz az alapvető szabály vonatkozik, amit Krishna Bhagavad Gita-ban mond.
Bhakyama ujjanati yavasthasthasmi tattvaha. Krishna says, if you want to know me in truth, only my devotees can know me in truth.
Krishna mondja, hogy ha igazából akartok engem ismerni, csak a bakták ismernek engem igazán.
This world was full of millions and millions of people 5,000 years ago.
Ez a világtalan volt emberekkel 5,000 évvel ezelőtt.
But Srila Prabhupada says that only a handful knew who Krishna was. In other words, people were Krishna's neighbors, Krishna's relatives, Krishna's friends. But except for a few, none of them really knew who he was. So they may have been able to say so many things. Yes, I knew that little boy when he used to play in the backyard, or of course those are the Brijvasis, they knew. But there are others who may have said, yes, I knew when he was in Mathura, and I remember when he killed that big elephant.
És akkor valaki mondta, hogy igen, igen, ismertem, amikor a picikén játszott, ez az a pitvász, aki volt elő, amikor Maturában volt, akkor mondták, hogy igen, én ismertem őt.
But Bhaktyama Mahabhujanati, and that's they were actually devotees, Krishna said, you didn't know me.
De, hogyha valaki nem volt Bhakta, akkor Krishna mondja, hogy nem ismertem engem.
So, same thing, and that phrase Krishna uses repeatedly in the Gita. Unless you are a devotee of Prabhupada, you can't know Prabhupada, but that's a hard in truth. And then what does it mean to actually know Srila
Prabhupada?
It means Krishna says, Sarvadharma Navaritya, just surrender to me. People who surrender to Srila Prabhupada. So it's very interesting when you go to listen to these anecdotes, and there's many sources where these life contacts with Srila Prabhupada are repeated. Many of them say, yes, I knew him. He had this strong passion to teach in the West.
És igen, volt valaki, aki mondta, hogy igen, én ismertem őt, és volt neki ez az erős szenvedélye, erős vágya arra, hogy nyugaton prédikáljon.
And many of them say, and he asked me to preach with him.
És sokan mondták, hogy arra kért engem is, hogy prédikáljak vele.
But of course, none of them did.
Persze egyik is sem tette meg.
So, that becomes the watershed or the doorstep of the difference between knowing about having an acquaintance with someone and actually knowing someone.
És ez a víz választója annak, hogy valakit csak ismerni, vagy valakit igazából tudni egy kicsoda.
If you knew Srila Prabhupada, when he asked you to preach with him, why didn't you go?
Hogyha igazából ismerted Srila Prabhupádat, és amikor be kellett jönni vele prédikálni, akkor miért nem jönni?
Or, and there are so many stories, yes, like Srila Prabhupada was just crying ecstasy, and I realized what a great devotee he was.
És annyi más történet van, amikor Srila Prabhupada sírt az egyszer, és sor, és más hasonló.
But if you realize you're such a great devotee, why don't you do what he asks you? And then by comparison, what we see is who joined Krishna consciousness in the last 5 years. So here's different persons, for instance, here's Mohan. He never met
Prabhupada.
He wasn't his neighbor. But somehow or another, he came in touch with Srila Prabhupada's words. Prabhupada's movement and his devotees. And then he also must have recognized that Prabhupada was great. Isn't it? But then what did he do? So he gave his life to Srila
Prabhupada.
He didn't just say, oh, how a great person, and walk away. And of course, I'm not going to embarrass him, but there's everyone here. So Bhaktam Anandana, the devotees who gave their life to Srila Prabhupada, those are the devotees to know Prabhupada. How do you know? How do you come to know all the intricacies about Srila Prabhupada?
Ez az a módszer, hogy megtudsz minden részletet, minden belsőségű dolgot Srila
Prabhupada. Service, so Prabhupada used this phrase, service and surrender, then everything comes. There are such Vaishnavas who have actually given their body and their life and their soul to Srila Prabhupada's mission are on the path of knowing everything about Srila Prabhupada because they purchased Srila Prabhupada by that self-service.
Azok a bakák, akik a testüket, az életüket és a lelküket Srila Prabhupada szolgálatába állították, azok igazából meg fogják is a Srila Prabhupada.
And in due time, Srila Prabhupada will reveal everything that he wants to reveal to any devotee in the Krishna consciousness movement about himself and about Krishna.
És megfelelő időben Prabhupada mindent tudni a baktának, amit szeretne, hogy tudjon róla, és a Krishna consciousness movement.
Srila Prabhupada gave us certain historical data, biographical data about himself.
Prabhupada adott a számunkra ilyen életrajzi adatokat is.
But it was relatively limited. If Srila Prabhupada thought that any of these things were important for our advancement of Krishna consciousness, he would certainly make sure that it was actually written down. He would have made sure that we know it. And in the beginning, Srila Prabhupada didn't even want a biography written about him. And Srila Prabhupada didn't think that it was necessary for devotees to know about his life in order to know him. It was later on that the devotees then persisted, and they thought that this was actually very good in terms of the historical legacy of the movement, and I'm sure about that, so.
De később kapták, kitartottak emellett, hogy ez egy ilyen szempontból történelmi megalapozás is a mozgalomnak, hogy kövessék fel Pálidatot.
It's like when someone, when the devotees take sannyas, they receive a, what is called, we call it a sannyasi mantra.
Ez pont olyan, mint amikor kapták szanyászavatást kaptak, akkor kapnak egy szanyász mantra.
And about chanting that mantra, you're meant to have a certain type of meditation.
És ha valaki azáltal, hogy ismerti ezt a mantrát, akkor egy adott meditációba kell elmenni.
And interestingly, when Srila Prabhupada, in the beginning, when he first gave sannyas, he didn't want to give this sannyas mantra.
Érdekes módon, amikor Srila Prabhupada először szanyászavatást adott, akkor nem akarta adni ezt a mantrát.
It was only later when disciples actually asked the Prabhupada what about, they knew about it, what about the mantra that Prabhupada gave it.
És később történt, hogy mert tanítanak tudtak erről, és akkor kérdezték Prabhupádat, hogy mi van ezzel a mantrával, és akkor Prabhupád adott.
And I'm just bringing up that example because Srila Prabhupada had such great faith that by the process of devotional service, even what's present within the mantras, it will become manifest from within. If you do it right, then everything will come.
Kérdésem azért említem, mert Prabhupádnak akkora hite volt a folyamatban, az adott szolgálatban, hogy valaki megfelelő módszerre végzi, akkor minden meg fog nyilvánulni.
In other words, the bhava that comes from chanting the sannyas mantra, it will come if you are proper sannyasi.
És más szavakkal, hogyha valaki egy megfelelő sannyasi, akkor a mantrának hatása az jönni fog magát.
And if you are not a proper sannyasi, it doesn't matter how much you chant the mantra anyway.
És hogyha nem vagy egy megfelelő sannyasi, akkor mindegy, hogy mennyit is értelmeted ezt a mantrát.
So, similarly, Srila Prabhupada, I'm sure everyone here knows this statement, but the Prabhupada say, if you want to know me, do what?
Biztosan mindegyen is kérdezett, hogy Prabhupada mondta ezt, hogy ha akartok ismerni, meg akkor csináljátok mit.
Akkor
olvassátok a könyveit.
You may think, well, that's... doesn't even talk about Prabhupada in the books.
Simply gondolhatjátok, hogy nincs szó Prabhupada a könyveiben.
But still, that is Srila Prabhupada. By hearing from Srila Prabhupada about Krishna, by surrendering to Srila Prabhupada's desires and mission, then everything comes.
De mégis azáltal, hogy hallunk Krishnáról, a misszióról és a megfordulásról, akkor abban minden meg fog jelenni.
De amit úgy hívunk van. So, in that question about who knows Srila Prabhupada, the devotees who give their lives for Prabhupada's mission are the devotees who know
Prabhupada.
And others may know something of him. If you know some of those nice stories about Prabhupada, is there any harm? No, there's no harm. But if you don't know those little nectar stories about Srila Prabhupada, there's no loss. Because yoga, shema, bahani, Krishna will make sure that you get to know everything that you need to know about Srila
Prabhupada.
So this is getting back to just the beginning point and then finishing off this talk. It's our responsibility to know Srila Prabhupada in all of his features.
Ez a mi felelősségünk, hogy megismerjük Srila Prabhupádot minden aspektusban.
As a perfect spiritual master, as the founder of the Krishna Consciousness Movement.
Mint egy tökéletes lelki tanítómester, mint a Krishna Tati mozgalomnak az alapítója.
And when the devotees surrender to Srila Prabhupada's will and what Prabhupada wanted of us, then they will actually get to know that.
És amikor a baktáknak folyamatos illetve akaratának, és amikor itt elvágtunk, akkor meg fogják őt ismerni.
And they will know better than anyone else.
És mindenki másra jobban fogják őt is.
Bhaktyana Bhujanati. No one will be able to replace this surrender in the way that Srila Prabhupada wanted. No one will be able to replace it by any type of, any amount of acquaintance. And that should be our confidence, and it should always be our real pride, Varshava pride. That for devotees who distribute books, who travel all over the world to preach, who worship and maintain Srila Prabhupada's temples and deities. They don't need to hear anything about Prabhupada from anyone. And that's, it's not an issue of being proud. I mean, don't tell me anything about Srila Prabhupada. But the fact is that that is actually the, I would say, the chastity that's connected with members of the Krishna consciousness movement. Chastity.
De ez a fajta, vagy szoros követés, ami a Krisnát és tagokat jelent.
And it's such a wonderful thing that therefore we all have the opportunity to be very, very close to living Srila
Prabhupada.
And for that, we need to continue to do what Srila Prabhupada wanted of us, which is to actually surrender to Him.
És ahhoz, hogy ez meglegyen, akkor csak csinálunk kell tovább, és aztán is lehetünk a elváltőjük, hogy meg kell hódolni neki.
If our lives are a succession of continual surrender to what Srila Prabhupada wanted us to be and to do, then devotees will be very, very close, in close connection with Srila Prabhupada.
Hogyha az életünk egy sorozatos rakodolásról szól, hogy azt csináljuk, hogy Srila Prabhupada akart tudni és elváltozunk, akkor a bakták nagyon közel lesznek Srila Prabhupádhoz.
And that also will ensure the perpetuation of this Krishna consciousness movement.
És ez egy időben biztosítani fogja a Krishna tudatos mozgalomnak a tovább fejlődését, hogy tovább életet.
Which is as unique from other Vaishnava institutions, as Prabhupada is unique from other Vaishnavas.
És azért különleges más Vaishnava intézményekhez képest, mert Prabhupada maga egy különleges személy más Vaishnavakhoz
képest. Prabhupada said, I'm non-different from this son, this son is not different from me.
Prabhupada mondta, hogy én nem különbözöm az iszontól.
And keeping this institution alive and serving this institution is our service in connection with Srila
Prabhupada.
Anyway, I'll just conclude, and it's a point that you've heard me mention before. Because I do so, because I have this fear that devotees, particularly who are devotees who are not Srila Prabhupada's initiated disciples, that they become complacent about their duty to
Prabhupada.
Their duty to actually take responsibility for realizing Prabhupada's orders.
And then there's a kötelességük, and that's a felelősségük, hogy megvalósítsák Prabhupádnak a szavait.
Because actually the succession of Krishna consciousness depends upon successive generations taking equal responsibility than the first generation of Prabhupada's disciples.
Mert a kismondatos közgalomnak a folytatása az azon függ, hogy bakták generációi ugyanolyan mértékű felelősséget várnak, mint az első bakták generációi Prabhupada után.
So on this auspicious occasion of Srila Prabhupada's appearance, we need to really reflect on why Srila Prabhupada did appear. He appeared to save us. And also to convince us that our business is to continue saving others. And that spirit is the sort of unique spirit of Srila Prabhupada's legacy. Saving conditioned souls and giving everyone the opportunity to come in contact with Srila Prabhupada and, of course, Lord Krishna.
Megmenteni mindenkit, még mindenki más, és alkalmat adni mindenkinek, hogy kapcsolatba kerüljön Srila Prabhupáddal, és persze.
Jai Prabhupada ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. One from each temple, and then there's the international book as well. And then I'll ask our esteemed guests to read the offerings. And speak a little also. And then we'll have devotees also making their offerings. This is an opportunity to hear and therefore request that everyone attentively and patiently hears. So whatever temple leaders are here, they could come and offer and show the books at the same time to Srila
Prabhupada.
Thank you. Bhava Vishnu Padaya Krishna Krishnaya Bhutale Shimate Bhakti Vidanta Swami Vidinare Namaste Sarasati Devi Gauravani Pucharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deja Karane. Dearest Srila
Prabhupada,
please accept my humble obeisances in the holy dust of your lotus feet. Which you sprinkle onto six continents as you awaken pure Krishna consciousness on earth. In this contentious age, when people are taught to value their own opinion above everyone else's, it is an undisputed fact that you accomplished something no one ever has accomplished before. Or will ever accomplish in the future. At any age, let alone at the age of 70. Let alone at the age of
70.
I remember the first thing I saw on my first visit to India in
1975.
An old man squatting on the floor at the Calcutta Airport. Punching holes in stacks of disembarkation forms with hammer and nail. Preparing the shred of forms with string. That was the filing system. Can anyone imagine the cultural obstacles you confronted? Alone and penniless in 1965
Manhattan.
After 69 years in India, can anyone imagine how you learned to cross such obstacles by studying the American people as you rode the New York subway lines from one end to the other? What were the odds of such a thing happening? And with such unprecedented success, how could a person with your cultural background touch the hearts of everyone you met? How could you know them so intimately? Indeed, to calculate the depth of spiritual realization required to accomplish such a task is impossible. It was beyond scholarship, beyond expertise, beyond human capability. You were an empowered soul, extraordinaire. Accomplishing the impossible, you consistently display inconceivable qualities. You were simultaneously strict and liberal, gentle and stern, highly organized and spontaneous, childlike and venerable, simple and regal, peaceful and vigorous. Your qualities and activities were graphic displays of Lord Chaitanya's perfect philosophy, Achintya Vedanta. And all this you did while in poor health. My appreciation of your accomplishments soared this past year as I passed through a health crisis myself. A ruptured spinal disc confined me to bed for 8 weeks under treatment and to twice daily physical therapy for many more weeks after that. In the beginning, the pain was indescribable. But I can honestly say that I stay joyful simply by listening for hours every day, chronologically, to the lectures, room conversations, and morning walks you conducted as you roamed over the earth, transplanting the Vedic principles and injecting Krishna consciousness into the hearts of hundreds and thousands of conditioned souls.
Bence sistemin tadım ürün tarım yarattım. Şoka diyerse şu an hülyum etkere sıhhada kumulatsi yapımlarına Rumlu bir şöğrenden Valeski ilerde Besleyle bir şeyle peyle bir şey payıdım. Ve eskota tane gözlerinize bir süre beyatım. Şu Bile hotel esnette de bir bir şeylerdi. Şu an bir şey duydum. Çok sana işlemler gerçekten de sıkıntı verilmesiyle yutakta.
Now I can't live without hearing at least two of your lectures every day.
Başlar işin okuyanı okuyanlarla ki nasıl yapmaktan.
And I can't recommend strongly enough this measurement of hearing chronologically your thoughts as a way of staying enthusiastic.
Yaşanan kadarları erişen yaşamayasla bu sebeple kronolojik düşünmeden hala şartlaştığıyla ileride şartlar beni kulakta.
At first due to discomfort, I couldn't concentrate so well on what you were saying.
Neresi bakmak, kendine adını yazışmayan bir konumluya konsantrenler olabilir vesiyette.
But even then, the sound of your voice picked me up, gave me remembrance, and kept me enlivened in ways I hadn't felt in years.
Yani yok bir iş o, sonunda senede neyden eşini bir kez eşledim, eşini yerden tarttım ve ben kaşıkatı ve mutlu niyetiyle mutlu niyetsin.
Such is the power of your personality, of your sanada.
Yazıda seni işinde de pesan verdere.
As my condition improved and I could concentrate better on what you were saying, I perceived that you were the embodiment of all the previous acharyas.
Yaşadık olduğumda körülmeyi azalatıp, yaşadık olduğumda konserden yara olduğumda besiyatı, az toplam fevhette ve yazı sosyalizme için bir yaklaş taşıdığı.
I'm now more convinced than ever that to follow the footsteps of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Srila Vishwanath Chakrabarti Thakur, Srila Narottam Das Thakur, the six Goswamis of Vrindavan, or any of the other great heroes of our Sampradaya, you need look no further than your example.
Hatta kendi yaklaşımı baktığında da sırasıyla tanıyor, şimdi baktığında da tanıyor, şimdi bir şeyler çabuk tanıyor, şimdi de bana tanıyor tanıyor. Hatta bir tane hamdü sani var, bir tane sampradaya bir tane kırışı, bakalım ki nasıl kırışını tatabilir.
By accepting your teachings as they are, by sincerely trying to emulate you, not by imitating the activities of our previous acharyas, one can become a perfect follower of all the previous acharyas.
The Chandala Kyan Sabhya Sani Tanshari Yadu 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 Yadu.
My vision is certainly limited, but the essence of what I mean to say is that each of us should rededicate ourselves to meeting people face to face and convincing them of the absolute need for Krishna consciousness.
Ziyan taşımın bizi nere kovratımın ve onu kareyi yegelik sebeple konuları nasıl bir ümide yıkılığına uyuran tanı adliyana ve tanı kıskanı mahluk etten herkese kazandırır kesin kesinden ve şimdi ziyaretten Krishna kadar absolut suçluğu yaşayabilirim.
You came to give us Krishna. We can repay you only by giving him to others. We can please others only by first pleasing you and Lord
Krishna.
In this complex time of controversy, factionalism, and growing impediments to the time-worn culture, My conclusions might seem simplistic or naive. But what more can I say than nothing works better than the simple process you gave us? Chant Hare Krishna constantly as we go about our conditional and constitutional duties without succumbing to skepticism, cynicism, discouragement, or doubt. Praying that I never forget these simple truths. And that I never reduce my effort to apply them in my practical dealings with others. I beg you to keep me in your presence and to bestow upon me the essence of spiritual life. Selfless service to you. I pretty much said what I said in that offering, but I could. I pretty much tried to put everything I had to say into that offering. It was a little condensed. There was a lot in there. No, I haven't. But I would like to follow up on something that you don't know, sir. And that is that Srila Prabhupada's clear instruction to us. Unequivocal.
nem lehet képvételni.
And he even elaborated on it sometimes.
És még ilyen részletezte is.
Was that if you want to know me, read my books.
Azt mondta, hogy ha meg akartok ismerni, olvassátok a könyveit.
He said, I put myself into these good books.
Azt mondta, hogy betettem magamat a magyarázatomba.
They are actually his transcendental ecstasy.
Ez igazából az ötben a szeretteli sejtszerzése.
And what more do you need to know about a person than to be able to hear his stature, his transcendental ecstasy?
És még többet kell tudni egy szeméről, hogy ha meg akarod ismerni, mint egy a transzendentális sejtszerzésekről hallani.
And I think this thought has come into my mind a lot lately, and I know that you probably get tired of hearing this from me. But okay. I say I've been thinking this thought a lot.
Shut up, don't tell me that a lot.
I can still remember what it is. I got a little fired up inside, and I forgot that was in the same tradition. It'll come, it'll come. The symptom of ecstasy is not necessarily our entrance into a certain state or bhava, as Maharaj was saying about the sannyas mantra.
Maharaj said the sannyas mantra, and Srila Prabhupada also mentioned that the ecstasy is not a symptom of the individual, but of the bhava.
But it's the taste that we have for hearing about Krishna, anything about
Krishna.
For hearing what is true. If we hear, we're not the body. As I said before, Prabhupada in that one lecture in 1976, he was saying to the devotees, asking them how it is that they could come and hear him speak day after day, even though he's saying the same thing, basically, day after day. That Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead and that we are his eternal servants. So I think this is, and then he said, it's because you, and you're so enthusiastic to hear this day after day after day. Why is that? And of course he would think, it's because you said it,
Prabhupada.
But what he said was, it is because you have ruchi. So he defined ruchi or taste by the liking to hear. Even if it's the same basic thing. So if we think that we can move on, you know, from Prabhupada's book, because he only gave us the basics, and this is the thought that is coming out
sometimes.
Prabhupada only gave us the basics, therefore it's time that we should move on now. But, you know, everything is there in Prabhupada's books. And the key is to unlock, you know, the Goswami's literatures are there in Prabhupada's reports.
És aztán a kulcsak, amivel a Goswami irodalmat is ki tudjuk nyitni.
So really, what I'm trying to say is, basically, is that we should not forget to hear from Srila Prabhupada, if you want to know him.
Tehát azt akarom mondani, hogy ha meg akarjuk ismerni Srila Prabhupádot, akkor ne felejtsünk el hallani tőle.
But now we have our spiritual masters, as Maharaj is pointing out, that are continuing to be tradition of the
Parampara,
which is absolutely necessary. We cannot jump over our own personal spiritual master. But at the same time, Srila Prabhupada, as Maharaj is also pointing out, he occupies a very unique position in our spiritual lives. Whatever we have as initiating spiritual masters or even instructing spiritual masters, which by the way, all of you are supposed to become.
Prabhupada
didn't want a personality cult.
No,
he didn't want us to put one person up and then worship that person and we stay in the same place. As Maharaj again pointed out, he wanted us all to come up. And he used to tell us, he was proud that his movement was not known as the Prabhupada movements. So I guess the essence of what I'm trying to say is that without real humility, to go forward to the goal is not possible. And if anyone is promoting anyone or promoting themselves or whatever to be on very high platforms of devotional service, first of all, that disqualifies him from being humble in the first place.
Képesítetlenné teszi, nem lenne szavazatos.
we should be reserved. If we come into contact with that energy, we should be reserved.
We should
always look for humility. Because humility and love are synonymous.
We should
cultivate humility ourselves.
And
when we want to know whom to have faith in, trust in, we should look to that humility.
Deci amicor, tutti a fare per chi in ogni hitit, per vizion, per cui crește că asta va salvează.
When Srila Prabhupada was asked point blank in an open assembly where there were all kinds of personalities.
Amicor, Prabhupada se gătea să iei în ochi de stil, e de noi.
He was talking about the different classes. And he was making a distinction between class and caste. And one real challenging person stood up and said, "Then what class are you, Swamiji?"
He said, "I am 10th
class." Immediately, the person
was silent.
And the whole atmosphere changed. So, this is the inconceivable energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That as one becomes more and more elevated, one feels oneself lower and lower and less qualified and less qualified. And at the same time, not confined by that humble attitude. But a real humble person acts with vigor. This is the real test of humility. Whether or not you're willing to actually take the orders of the spiritual master, as Maharaj said, and carry them out.
And
anyone who does that, anyone who becomes attached to hearing from Srila Prabhupada and then tries to emulate his example, they know Prabhupada. Definitely. They know Prabhupada the best.
They
have the deepest relationship with
Prabhupada.
And the results speak for themselves. While Maharaj was meeting with Guru Puja this morning, it was so nice atmosphere, such a nice people.
And I
was realizing, because this atmosphere here by the grace of Srila Prabhupada and Srila Prabhupada's loyal follower, Srila Maharaj, he's a very loyal follower, there isn't as much, other currents.
The
controversy is sometimes swirl, in this
Kali-yuga.
And even cause devotees to become confused and go away and talk against and criticize all these things. We're in an atmosphere where that is less and more is the order of the spiritual master and the living of the principles that he's taught.
de olyan atmoszférában vagyunk ki, amiben sokkal kevesebb és sokkal inkább a lelkedelmet a mester utasítását követik és kérik az elveket,
amiket it creates a kind of superconductor.
Akkor ez egy ilyen, mint egy szupravezető hoz létre.
And the Holy Name just goes down that superconductor into our hearts and out of our mouths and in the kirtan goes.
És akkor a Szent Mai Hal ezzel keresztül bemegy a szívünkön, és ki a szemünkön, és akkor nagyon lelkesíti lesz a kirtan.
So, I just want to say that to everyone in the room that Srila Prabhupada, what I'm feeling now in my heart from Srila Prabhupada is very, very happy with the kirtan. She's very, very happy with the cleanliness and the order and the, not just that, the juice that's flowing here.
És azt akarom mondani a szívemről, hogy Srila Prabhupada nagyon elégedett ezzel a tisztességgel és rendel, és az amattal, amit itt folyik.
Therefore, I feel very lucky, very fortunate to be here in this atmosphere and to be able to see all of you, Hare Krishna.
És ezért nagyon örülök, hogy ebben az atmoszférában lehetek, és nem tettem jól.
Srila Prabhupada ki? The followers of Srila Prabhupada ki? Open and Hare Krishna.
We have lots of time today, and lots of time, we have hours, and we have less time.
Tehát van egy sok időben is,
and we have a list of devotees who would like to speak and the devotees.
Dr. Kuszon, hogy Dr. szeretnék felolvasni a felajánlása.
We'll be getting to that after we hear from Swami Sinajan, Swami Maharaj, and Sir Sattva Prabhu.
És akkor a lejés sor kerül, miután mi megyünk már ezt is, ahogy Prabhupada hallottuk.
And a nice opportunity today for everyone to show their love in the form of words
to Srila Prabhupada.
And when we have offerings, so we'll have a microphone and the words can sound in front of Srila Prabhupada and the girl.
Mikor lesz felajánlás, akkor olvasni, és akkor lesz egy mikrofon, és akkor meg lehet, hogy Srila Prabhupada előtt is felolvashatja.
A megjelentőben a nászján, a nászján, a szerfeje, csak csak egy női tanulényi persze, hogy szívülényi van. Fokán körülti vacsorokban, hogy hozzáját megjövő, tehát én tartam a hamadjai, és így meg a megjelentőben. Namahum Vishnu Vidaya Krishna Prasthaya Kuru Srimati Vakti Vidanta Swami Nityamani Namaste Sarasvati Devi Gaurvani Pasadini Vishesha Chandrali Pasta Chari Sakhani Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhani Paranandu Sri Vedi Vidanta Sri Vasa Gaurva Bhakti Vanda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare I am going to read my offering, but before I read my offering, I'm going to say a few words. Both in connection to the offering itself and in connection to the theme which has already been discussed, Shri Srimad Maharaj and Shri Keshavar Maharaj.
Egyrészt a felajánlása kapcsolatban szeretnék mondani pár szót, és aztán arról a témáról is, amiről Srila Sivana Mára és Srila Krisna Bharati Mára is jól beszélt.
Certain conviction that I have of dedicating one's life to the service of Srila Prabhupada.
Az a meggyőződés, ami ennek egy van, hogy valaki az élet és Srila Prabhupada szolgálatának szentelő.
And seeing such dedication of one's life, seeing the dedication of one's life to Srila Prabhupada in its full picture. Sometimes we get the picture of Susukam Kartamani and the spouses is everlasting and joyfully performed.
And
we may experience some direct benefit of knowing and serving Srila Prabhupada to serving his mission.
You feel some
joy, you feel some happiness, some detachment. We get some realization that carries us forward and moves us on to remain committed to service of Srila Prabhupada's mission. But looking at that in a fuller picture, a broader picture, we also have to take into consideration what it means to give one's life to the service of Srila
Prabhupada.
Not only what we're experiencing now, what we have experienced in the past, and what we will experience in the future. But it's actually experiencing perfection, the actual fulfillment of the highest goal of human life, which is attainable by some great fortune coming in contact with Srila
Prabhupada.
Sometimes it may not be so easily perceivable at the present moment. But we see evidences of it again and again and again in devotees who have left our association and the state of consciousness they left this world in. As a result of being Prabhupada's sold out
daughter.
I see this picture of Srila Maharaj. I told Keshav Bhara this morning, every time I see a picture of Srila Maharaj, I break down and start crying.
Every
time I see a picture of Srila Maharaj, I break down. He was somebody who was really sold out to Srila
Prabhupada.
He used to wear this hat, and I remember when he came to Mayapur in 2004, before he departed, he wore a hat that said Prabhupada's dog. But I took it to be much more than just, a hat that said Prabhupada's dog. I took it as his heart, he was wearing his heart on his head. Because of course he was coming to Mayapur to give up his body, because he knew that his body had been emaciated, had been racked with cancer, and he knew he wasn't going to stay in this world for much longer. I was in regular communication with him before departing. In fact, I even called him in Mayapur the night before he departed and was speaking to him. And he told me that night, he said, Maharaj, you're going to have to preach me convinced me that it's actually worth struggling to stay here in this world. And you know, because physically he was suffering, but he was feeling, I could hear him, he was feeling confidence that there was something better that was coming his way.
Fizikai szenvedett, de éreztem a hangján, hogy biztosan van valami jobb helyzetben.
It wasn't just relief from the stress.
Tehát nem csak a szenvedésre van egy szabadulásra.
Because sometimes when we think, oh yes, we're motivated to get relief from the stress, and we think, yes, that's happiness.
De az amelyekben motiváltak vagyok, hogy ezt az anyag a szenvedéstől, és akkor ez a boldogság.
But it was a firm comfort and faith that if she really should have fallen past the dog, that Prabhupada was doing the shape of the harm in harm. Prabhupada was going to carry whatever he got from him.
És én biztos voltam abban, hogy ha ő Srila Prabhupada tud tenni, akkor Srila Prabhupada elviszi őt oda, ahova akarja.
This is so small stadium, Prabhupada's dog.
Ez nem egy kis kijelentés, Prabhupada tud tenni.
I remember the day, the following day, I remember the story Prabhupada taught. Told about how the dog is faithful to its master. Prabhupada was telling a story about how this man, he had a dog, a faithful dog. And he one time had to go out and he had to take care of some business. And he left the dog in a house along with the baby and he was living with him. He felt confident by leaving the dog here, the dog would protect the baby.
És akkor bízott benne, hogy a kutya azt megvédi a gyermeket.
He was only going out for a short time.
És egy kis időre ment el.
So the man went out to take care of his herd, and when he returned, he opened the door, he saw a trail of blood leading out of the house to the back, to the garden, and didn't see the baby.
És amikor visszajött, akkor bement a házba, és látta azt, hogy vérnyomok vezetne ki a házban, és nem látta a gyereket.
And immediately the man was thinking, oh my God, the dog has killed the baby.
Azon az volt, hogy lehet, hogy a kutya megölte a gyereket.
And his man's heart and his fell up to his stomach and he was thinking, what can I do? I have to punish this dog.
És akkor az volt, hogy mit csinálják, meg kell bírtatom a kutyát.
He called the dog over to him and said, come here, sit down, sit. Because the dog was very faithful to his master, the dog came and really sat in front of his master. The man took out a gun and shot the dog in the head and killed it. When he shot the dog in the head and killed it, the sound of the gunshot caused the baby to stop to cry.
És amikor megölte a kutyát, akkor a pusztának a hangja az, ami a csíra kapott a gyerek.
And he saw that the baby was underneath the bed.
És látta, hogy a gyerek az ágy alatt volt.
And then he followed the trail of blood, and the trail of blood went out to the back in the yard and saw that the dog had killed the fox that had come in to attack the baby.
És utána felvette a végén a lopat, és kinyit, és látta, hogy a kutya az megölte a rókát, amely kivett, hogy a gyereket megharapni.
And of course he realized what he had done. He was just so distressed.
Mikor rájött, hogy mit csinált, akkor nagyon szenvedett.
The prophet tells the story that this is how a dog is faithful to his master.
És a prophet arra mondta ezt a történetet, hogy mennyire hűséges a kutya a gazdájához.
And I used to see that when I saw that cat and Srila Maharaj's dead Prabhupada's dog. I used to think, made me think of this story. Prabhupada himself told this story that I just told.
És amikor Srila Maharaj helyénát nem sattat, akkor eszembe jutott ez a történet.
But even when the man called him, he said, sit, the dog immediately sat. He pulled out his gun and shot the dog right in the head.
És amikor az ember oda jutsz a kutyát, akkor az azonnal leült, és kiállt a puskáját is fejbe.
So, this is what it means to be faithful to one's master. This we see is embodied in so many devotees who are faithful to the mission of Srila Prabhupada. We have to see their life not only in terms of what they've accomplished in this life, but also what they've accomplished after giving up this life. Because that actually is the purpose, that's the goal of human life. One thing that I am seeking to remember the Supreme Lord at the time of giving him up on the body. And for devotees who very much dedicated their lives to Srila Prabhupada's service, we see this somehow again and again and again. It's this special mercy that manifests in their lives at the time of giving up their lives. This is just some special mercy of being sold out to Srila Prabhupada. And it only increases Prabhupada's glory more and more. What a unique soul who's come, who's descended into this world to go down to the lowest point, and to raise from the lowest to the highest platform. Prabhupada was willing to step down and go down to the lowest. He proves it. The evidence is there in the history books. He proved it by his going and living in the Bowery in New York City. The place where drunkards in the 60s, drunkards, low class people, and the most foul, they were living there, and Prabhupada lived among them. But Prabhupada didn't see that. He only saw his spiritual vision. The humble sage by virtue of true knowledge sees with equal vision the gentle and learned Brahman, the elephant, the cow, the dog, and the dog eater. That was Prabhupada's equal vision. Giriraj Maharaj tells this one story about Srila Prabhupada once when he was having a meeting with a group of Indians in India. Prabhupada would sometimes use very strong words. He would use the word rascal a lot. These people are rascals. And this one Indian man, he actually began to challenge Srila Prabhupada, Swamiji, a saintly person, he's supposed to be Samadashana, he's supposed to see the equal vision. He's supposed to speak like you're speaking. Prabhupada said, oh, that's a higher position. That's the highest position you see anyone serving Krishna. I have to discriminate. I have to speak Krishna's teachings as Krishna has spoken in Bhagavad Gita. And Krishna says, I'm a Janati, I'm a Buddha. Fools, you are Buddha. You're fools to ride me by. When they descend in their human form. I have to see who is sinning, who is not sinning. I have to discriminate.
különbségeketten.
But I say these teachings of Lord Krishna to everyone. I do not discriminate.
De mindenkinek mondom a Krishna tanításait, nem teszek különbséget.
That is my samadhi. I do not discriminate. I stand on the words of Krishna and Bhagavad Gita.
Krishna is somewhere in the Bhagavad Gita.
And the Indian man again tried to find some fault. He said, Swamiji, what can you do? What have you done? You're just simply repeating the words that are already given in Bhagavad Gita. What have you done? And Brahma said, no. He said, I simply stand on the word statements of Lord Krishna, and I simply repeat what Krishna says, and I do not discriminate. I say that to everyone.
És rábad azt mondta, hogy én csak Krisnának a szabályának, és azokat is értem, és nem teszek különbséget
mindenkinek mondani.
Rábad azt mondta, hogy ez volt az ő Pandita Samadarsana, hogy ő mindenkinek elmondta, hogy Krisna mondta a Bhagavad Gita.
After the meeting, then he walked out the room, outside the room, and Giriraj Maharaj overheard him saying under his breath, very interesting, Swamiji is coming to Samadarshana. Samadarshana, he saw everyone equal. He was ready to go down and to deliver even the most fallen, the most degraded. He saw the potential for devotional service to Lord Krishna in the heart of every living entity.
So how fortunate.
For anyone who's come in contact with Srila Prabhupada in this life. Anyone who simply has a little appreciation for what Srila Prabhupada has done and for how he has elevated so many fallen souls to the status of devotional service. Srila Prabhupada used to quote the verse from Rupa Goswami, Yena Pinga Prakarina Mana Krishna's Devashaya. He says that the duty of the Charya is somehow or other to get the disciple to fix his mind on Krishna. All the rules and all the regulations, they can come later.
Srila Prabhupada also said that the Charya is a cause of the Devashaya and Malavan, Naraja, or the Devashaya. Az emléket Krisnára rögzítsünk, és az összeszabályozója az jöhet utána.
And that's what Prabhupada did.
Ezt csinálta Prabhupada.
He went to second heaven.
De elmondta a második
heaven. He went to the hippies.
The hippies.
He went to the people who were taking all kinds of all forms of intoxication, engaged all kinds of illicit sexual connections.
Mindenféle nagyobb szereket fogyasztott a kérdezni életetében.
And he simply told them about Krishna, still on the words of Lord Krishna from Bhagavad Gita.
És csak Krishna beszélt nekik Krishna szavaira át a Bhagavad Gita.
Attracted so many people to his personality.
Nagyon sok mindenki vonzott személyiség.
And it was only gradually later at some point in time Prabhupada wrote out a list of what the regulative principles were and posted it on 26 Second Avenue. From today on, we will follow these regulative principles.
És azt kitette a második avenyői templomnak a falába, és azt mondta, hogy nyilván ezeket követni
fogok.
Ő a legelesebb ennek a felemelője.
Nobody in history of Gaudiya Vaishnavism has ever done what Srila Prabhupada has done.
A Gaudiya Vaishnavism most azt jelenti, hogy Srila Prabhupada tett.
And not only is Srila Prabhupada giving a very, the most simple sublime process, chanting Hare Krishna, distributing his books, worshipping the deities, and giving us a method to becoming Krishna conscious.
És nem csak a legegyszerűbb és legfelségesebb felmondatot, hogy énekeljük a Hare Krisnát, ezt szóval könyveink ünnepik a múltig, és a módot egy kis tudatosak lenni.
But in developed a society, an expanded society, whereby the devotees can experience some taste of devotional service, but he didn't want them just to taste it for themselves.
Létrehozta a közösséget, ahol a bhaktak nem tudják ízlelni az arra szolgálatot, de nem akarta, hogy csak saját maguk ízlelni.
Prabhupada's mood was always taste and distribute.
Prabhupada mindig az volt a hangulat, hogy ízleld meg és terjeszt.
It wasn't just always just taste, he wanted to taste and distribute.
No, nem csak azt, hogy ízleld meg, hanem ízleld meg és terjeszt.
The devotees who really follow Srila Prabhupada, they know Srila Prabhupada's heart. No, that's what Srila Prabhupada's mood was. They give their lives to Prabhupada.
Akik igazán a követik Srila Prabhupádat és ismerik a szívét, a hangulatát, ők és ezt teszik, hogy tudják, hogy ki van Srila Prabhupada.
They can know Srila Prabhupada.
Ők megismerhetik Srila Prabhupádat.
They can know Prabhupada in truth.
Ők tényleg megismerhetik Prabhupádat.
And because Prabhupada is no ordinary soul, knowing Srila Prabhupada in truth is as good as knowing Krishna.
Srila Prabhupada nem közönséges lélek, ezért ha valaki tényleg ismeri Srila Prabhupádat, az ugyanúgy jön, mint az a Krisnát is.
This is simply some special mercy. If one looks at the overall picture, coming in contact with Srila Prabhupada.
Ez csak egy különleges kérdés, ha valaki az egész képet nézi, hogy Srila Prabhupada kapcsolatba
kerül. Which brings me to the Vyasa Puja offering.
És most a Vyasa Puja felajánlása.
I wanted to read this Vyasa Puja offering. It is about a sister of mine.
Egyik Isten testvéremről szól ez a Vyasa Puja felajánlás.
She was not a big preacher.
Nem volt egy nagy prédikátor.
She joined the Krishna consciousness movement probably in her mid-50s, mid to late-50s.
Körülbelül 50 éves lehetett, 50-es évei vége felé járt, amikor csatlakozott.
She's 91 years old right now.
Most 91 éves.
She had an experience, you know, within the last couple of years that was very detrimental for her physical well-being.
So they were
But I decided to write my Vyasa Puja offering to Srila Prabhupada's pleasure and actually describing this as more further evidence of just what it means to give one's life to Srila Prabhupada.
Ezt a Vyasa Puja felajánlásról akartam érinteni egy bizonyíték arra, hogy itt lenne, hogy valaki Srila Prabhupádnak szenteli az életét.
She was a very simple woman.
Nagyon egyszerű volt az ő.
And she always talked about two things.
De mindig csak két dologról beszél.
Krishna and Prabhupada.
Krishna és Prabhupada.
I never heard anything else come from her mouth.
Soha semmi más nem hallottam, hogy beszélt volna.
She didn't live at the temple.
Nem lakott a templomban.
She lived many miles away from the temple. No temple was going to have a 91-year-old woman living in the ashram.
Sok nincs, hogy lakott a templomban, de mondja, hogy nem templom költöztetni, mert 91 éves
volt. She had to take care of many of her household maintenance, daily affairs. So wherever she would go, she would always talk about Prabhupada and Krishna.
Végeztem az házi kötelezettségeit, de nem volt egy hívni csak a Prabhupada és Krishna.
I remember in the 1980s, I think she was in her 70s. She used to ride a little motor scooter and she used to go around town and do her shopping for a motor scooter. Everybody knew her. You know, she was a very talkative woman.
Mindenki is lehet ennek beszédes nő volt.
She can only talk about two things, Prabhupada and Krishna.
De csak két dologról beszélt, hogy Prabhupada és Krishna.
So I'd like to read this Vyasa Puja offering to Srila Prabhupada that I wrote this year.
Szeretném felolvasni ezt a Vyasa Puja felajánlást, amit írtam.
Dear Srila Prabhupada,
kedves Srila Prabhupada,
please accept my prostrated obeisances in the dust of your lotus feet.
Kérlek, hogy a teljes indulatomat, Jézus nevét felállom.
All glories to your divine grace.
Minden dicsőséget Isteni kegyelmet.
For your pleasure, I would like to glorify one of your dear disciples.
A te örömedre szeretnék dicsőíteni az egyik kedves tanítványodat.
Her name is Isha Devi Dasa.
Isha Devi Dasa-nak hívják.
I'm sure that you must be proud to have such a disciple. She fulfills one of your most important instructions. To always remember Krishna and to never forget him. Ishudasi is 91 years old. And in the 35 years that I've known her, I've never heard anything other than Krishna Katha come from her mouth. Her preaching was always simple but profound. Krishna is God, you know. He can do anything.
That
was one of her favorite lines. I must have heard it 150 times. Nothing obstructed the endeavors of this woman. If there was any obstacle, Krishna is God, you know, he can do anything. It was one of her favorite statements to respond to any obstacle in the material world.
Ez volt az egyik kedvenc kifejezése, hogy bármi akadályra leszállhatod a legjobban.
Many times I've heard Isha say this in response to what seemed to others a dilemma.
Nagyon sokszor hallottam, hogy Isha ezt válaszolta arra, ami másoknak egy problémának tűnt.
But for Isha there was never a dilemma.
De Isha nem soha nem volt probléma.
She would tell everyone she met about Krishna. Including all the devotees in the Boston Temple. She would regularly take the 100-mile bus trip to Boston on Sundays. And then she would return home to her home the same day. All day long she would be busy serving the deities in whatever way she could. And she would serve those living in the temple by constantly reminding us that we are servants of your divine grace and the Supreme
Lord.
In the summer of 2006, Isha had a severe stroke. As we later found out, it was not her first stroke. Tests have shown that she had many before this one. And this one, which left her unconscious at the foot of the stairs leading to her home in Hyannis, Massachusetts. Shortly after her stroke, we were notified by Isha's closest friend in her hometown, what had happened to Isha. Sandy, who later told me how she had become friends with Isha, informed us that Isha had been hospitalized and had been moved shortly thereafter to another hospital for rehabilitation. This is not Sandy, my sister. This is a different
Sandy.
Although my sister Sandy was involved, and she knows this whole story because she came to the hospital to see Isha also. She also offered her experience and contacts in trying to make some suitable arrangements for Isha after her stroke. So Sandy, who later told us how she had become friends with Isha, informed us that Isha had been hospitalized and had been moved shortly thereafter to another hospital for rehabilitation. We were warned that Isha had lost all her memory. as a result of the struggle.
Figyelmeztetek minket, az összes emléke kiesett az elvégzés következtében.
She could not remember her name, but where she lived.
Nem emlékezett arra, hogy kinek is hol lakik.
She even had to be taught the most basic bodily activities, such as eating and dressing.
Újra meg kellett neki tanítani az összes alapvető testi tevékenységet, mint az evés és az öltözködés.
The following day, I called Sandy while she was visiting each year in the hospital.
És következő nap felhívtam Sandy-t, miközben Isha-t látogatta a kórházba.
Sandy asked Isha, would you like to speak to an Arjuna's family?
És Sandy megkérdezte Isha-t, szeretném beszélni egy Arjuna's family-val?
Isha grabbed the phone and sang the full Hare Krishna mantra to me and ended with an exuberant all glories to Srila Prabhupada.
Isha megkérdezte a telefont, elégeket az egész Hare Krishna mantra. Nekem, és utána pedig jó hangosan azt mondta, hogy minden dicsős és Srila Prabhupada.
Actually, I picked up the phone, and when Isha picked up the phone, she just went, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. And then she handed the phone back to Sandy.
She had a pizza, pizza, but never comes in again.
I immediately understood that at least some memory was there.
But I didn't know me as it anyway, does it?
The next day I planned a visit to the hospital to see Isha and to meet Sandy.
Következő napot terveztem egy látogatást a kórházban, ahol találkozott Isával és Sandyval.
I wanted to learn more about her and how it was that she came to know Isha.
Többet meg akartam tudni róla, és hogy hogyan ismerkedett meg Isával.
Sandy told me that 15 years prior, Isha would regularly visit the health food store in Hyannis where Sandy worked.
Sandy elmondta, hogy 15 éve korábban Isha rendszeresen elment a diagóra, ahol Sandy dolgozott.
Isha would always preach to her about Krishna and you, Srila Prabhupada.
Isha mindig prédikált neki Krishnáról és róla, Srila Prabhupádról.
Sandy became captivated by Isha's charm.
És Sandy felelődött el Isha-nak a természete.
She learned that Isha lived alone and that she had no family members except a niece who was antagonistic towards Isha's devotional practices.
Megtudta, hogy Isha egyedül lakott, és nem voltak rokonai, csak egy unokahúga, aki nem nagyon szívelte Isha adnak a tevékenységeit.
Soon thereafter, Sandy began spending some time every day with Isha and would help her with shopping and other domestic tasks.
Nem sok Sandy elkezdett több időt tölteni minden nap Isára, és segített neki a bevásárlásban és nyersége otthoni teendőkben.
It was clear to me that she admired Isha. She admired Isha for her devotion to Krishna and to you.
Egyértelmű volt, hogy ő nagyon értékelte Isát az odaadása miatt Krishna is felé.
Sandy claimed that she was not a devotee.
Sandy kijelentette, hogy ő nem kapta.
But it seemed to me that she knew a lot about Krishna, you, Vrindavan, and even about some of the devotees in Boston.
De úgy tűnt nekem, hogy nagyon sokat tudott Krishnáról, Rólan, Vrindavanról, és még néhány bosszani baktáról is.
I could see that Sandy loved Isha and felt that in her heart she really wanted to accept everything connected to Isha, including Krishna.
Én azt láttam, hogy Sandy szerette Isha, és úgy éreztem, hogy a szívében igazából el akart fogadni mindent, ami kapcsolatos Isával, de értek Isát is.
Shortly after our discussion, Isha was wheeled in to meet with us.
Hamarosan a beszélgetések után gurítottak Isát, hogy találkozom vele.
She turned to her therapist and in a commanding tone asked, are you a vegetarian?
Megkérdezte az ápoló, ilyen felelősségre vonó hangon, vegetarian is vagy?
The therapist was taken aback.
Az ápoló megcsodálkozott.
But Sandy had a bright smile.
Sandy szélesen mosolygott.
She clapped her hands and said, that's the Isha I know.
Megtapsolt, tapsolt, és azt mondta, ez az Isha, amit én ismerek.
The therapist had to respond to Isha's rebuke.
Well, I don't eat red meat, she said, but you know, it's so hard to have a balanced diet without eating some forms of meat. He should have not accepted her excuse. And another devotee, Damodar, who had also come to visit Isha, had to take over and explain that there were ways to have a fully balanced vegetarian diet. Some days later, a group of us visited Isha again. Isha had been missing her japa beads. Apparently, they broke at some point during her fall. One devotee offered his beads to Isha, who immediately held out her hand and graciously accepted them.
Az egyik akkor a csapáját Isának, aki azonnal kinyújtotta a kezét, és kecsesen elfogadta.
Isán
a széles mosoly volt az arcán.
And looked just like a young child receiving a long-awaited present on Christmas Day.
És úgy mindent kívült egy fiatal gyermek, aki egy régóta már felindékot kapott a karácsonyba.
She immediately put her right hand into the bag and began chanting japa, as if nothing had happened since her last round. She looked perfectly at home with her new set of beads and continued to chant japa for some time. What deeply impressed me the most about Isha's memory was the way she answered the following question from one of her therapists while Isha was eating lunch.
Legnagyobb anyagás gyakra volt a Isten emlékezetével kapcsolatban, az volt, hogy az egyik kérdése válaszolt, amikor az általában megkérdezte egyik közben.
The therapist came over to Isha's table, sat down and asked her, Ida, where is your home?
Az általában bejött, és hogy eljött Isha asztalához, és megkérdezte, Edith, hol van az otthonom?
Your home? Isha asked.
Az otthonom kérdezte Isha.
Then with the most serious and very deep look on her face, she replied, Who is that? Asked the therapist. And Isha replied, Oh, Vrindavan is my home. That's all she could say in response. But I was convinced it was enough. No stroke was going to take Isha's memory of her real home away. Lord Paramatma was preserving all that she had, and no doubt, and he will carry all that she lacks.
A felső lélek megélhet mindent, ami előre rendeltetek, és kétségtelen, hogy meg fogja adni mindazt, ami még kijelzi.
To quote Mother Isha, Krishna's God, you know, he can do anything.
Hogy Isha, amelyet idézünk, Krishna Isha, tudod bármit meg tud tenni.
Thank you, Mother Isha, for glorifying Srila Prabhupada by your perfect example of Krishna consciousness.
Köszönöm Isten, hogy dicsőket Srila Prabhupádat, a Krishna tudatot tökéletes példájára.
And thank you, Srila Prabhupada, for giving us Mother Isha.
És köszönjük Srila Prabhupádat, hogy nekünk adta Isha.
Your eternal servant, Arjuna Swami.
Köszönöm, Arjuna Swami.
Thank you.
Prabhupada also expected his followers to be that. He was also proud of it.
Yes, he says so of that.
Yes, one example that comes to mind.
That he paid on yesterday.
This was an abuse that we were
recording.
And he was asking about the Guru disciple relationship.
The Guru not even captured the Guru yet,
is it? He said, is it? We don't answer, we don't talk to the media like this anymore.
That's the most important thing about the media.
I said, is it true that the disciple does anything the Guru tells him to?
Yes, I said, yes. I said, yes. And he pointed to one disciple.
And
he said,
if I tell
him, he'll kill
you.
Hare Krishna, Guru Vishnu, Padaya Krishna Prasthaya, Vita Vishnu, Padaya Krishna Prasthaya, Namaste Sarasvati Devi, Yorvani Pracharini, Vishishu Shungari, Pastrata Deshu Kavani. This morning, at Guru Puja, everyone was dancing. And I remembered what Srila Prabhupada said once about his accomplishments when he was asked, can you do something wonderful? And he said, I've created all these followers of Krishna, that's my miracle. We all have the feeling that Prabhupada is doing something beneficial for us. We think that Prabhupada is an ocean of good qualities. The spiritual master is an ocean of good qualities. So some of those qualities of Prabhupada came along with his birth in this world. Krishna explains that persons who are highly elevated take birth in devotees' families and they get the chance to practice devotion service life was formed by following devotional and spiritual principles. And those high principles, on the basis of those high principles, he was able to elevate us. And then in his own case, also the guidance of his spiritual master naturally was important. After Srila Prabhupada rejected his college degree and followed Gandhi, he met his spiritual master. And he was a little interested at that time in political objectives like independence from the British colonial Raj, British Raj. But ultimately, Prabhupada's morals and his ethics was formed by Srimad Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, who told him this independence movement isn't important. It's much more important to adopt the mission of
Chaitanya.
And so Prabhupada did that. And he began to conduct his life and carry out the idea of a religious life and prescribed duty based on what Krishna taught in Bhagavad Gita, as taught by his spiritual master. And he told us that these things can't be concocted, they're not manufactured, they're authentic principles that are found in the Shastras. Dharma is enunciated by the
Shastra.
So it comes from Krishna.
It's Krishna for you.
And it's understood by realization. When you practice it, you develop realization in what the Shastra teaches. So Srila Prabhupada knew all about the Shastra. He understood their message. And he knew how to apply the message of the Shastra because he was taught how to think of Krishna by his father and by his spiritual master.
És tudta, hogy egy kell a sászlóknak az utasítását alkalmazni, ezért megfogott az apja, és a lehetőbeli kalisztorokat tanította.
He could apply the understandings in the sászló.
Alkalmazni tudta a sászló megértését.
So he knew the sászlót, he lived by the principles of sászló.
Ismerte a sászlót, és annak az elvei alapján.
And he taught these same things to all of us. So therefore the Shastras say, and the Acharyas say, that the spiritual master is as good as Krishna. So this is what made Prabhupada attracted to us. Following him was as good as following
Krishna.
Because he was representing Krishna and teaching us to serve Krishna by his own example.
Mert ő Krishna képviseli, és valahogy figyelni a szolgáljuk Krishna saját példájában.
And he was dear to Krishna because of that. And therefore his good qualities, his nobility, his good qualities like nobility, and purity and truthfulness. These all made him dear to us. Because he is dear to Krishna, he's become dear to us.
Srila
Prabhupada ki jaya.